Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking about baseball, which is actually back. Well, in some form, right? At least for now, they're going to, continue to try to see if they can make it work. And, we'll see how it goes. But, I think the fact that they're back and they're all getting back and getting back on the field is a good start, isn't it?
No, it is. It is. And, I'm as guilty as the next person. Like, I'm sure whenever this stuff gets back on TV, assuming it does, people are going to get interested, and it's going to start to feel like summer, and they're going to fall for it. At least I hope so. That's the sort of mental gymnastics I've been doing. I was so angry during those negotiations, and I understand why, and I still think it's stupid, and I don't think it should have taken as long, but it's been nice to kind of talk to some people about baseball and about pitching or about performance or battles at third base or, whatever the case may be. And I do think they're going to, get started, and they're going to give this thing a go, and I think it's probably going to, at the first sign of trouble, it's not like they're going to drop everything and say, no, we can't play. Like, no, I mean, they're setting up a pretty stringent testing policy, one that is certainly a little different from the normal run of society. So, you're going to see them take a pretty good stab at playing here, as I think they should. And I just, I'm not as mad as I thought I would be after all of this. I'm kind of just happy to be around baseball again.
Yeah, it is. And again, I guess, the question that, that a lot of people probably don't worry about, but I do, and I know because it's your profession, and you do too. I mean, what, is there a protocol for you to be able to actually cover some of these workouts, or what's going to be the story with that?
Yeah, so this is what we know at this point, and yes, we will be able to cover these workouts. Starting on Friday, the first day of, official workouts or full squad. I don't want to say full squad because it's technically not the full squad, but you know what I mean. First official day of workouts. Like, we'll be able to see, I think, probably 4 hours of it, and there's going to be various availability via Zoom calls, like in the morning, afternoon. Shelton will be kind of a floating time, but I believe every day we're going to get to see at least like 4 hours of it. There's plenty of procedures, like where we're allowed to go in the ballpark. We're going to be in the press box. We have to enter through the right field gate and walk through the concourse, and there's one specific set of stairs / elevator that we're allowed to access. And the easy thing might just be to say, hey, why do you have to do Zoom calls? Why can't you get in a room and just interview these people like in a press conference? And basically, we're considered a certain tier of people, tier three. The players are considered tier one, and they don't want any mixing between the tiers. So it's just a long way of saying, yes, we're going to be around. I don't know on travel yet. I think that's still going to be sort of dependent on, what the Post-Gazette wants to do. I want to go. I think there's value in it. I think the Post-Gazette sees value in it. I don't know what the access situation is going to be elsewhere, but thus far with the Pirates, it's been really cool. They're very much in favor of, getting their guys out there, getting talked about, allowing us to do our job. So that part of it is there's been no issues so far.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing. That's obviously a good start. As always, those are things that we worry about. I know that a lot of other people don't seem to worry about that stuff, but we do. And obviously, we're able to bring them the coverage that they like because of it. Now, I was talking a little bit in the first segment about the fact that the Pirates have been a little bit unlucky. And again, I'm just talking within the context of sports. Okay. I'm not talking, I mean, I understand there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world and there's a lot of people dying and
sure.
They're obviously more unlucky and all that. But this is a new regime, and this is also, you know, they're trying to build a organization and all that stuff, and they're not going to have minor league baseball this year. That's really, I think, a tough blow for them. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, Paul, and I don't think it's the only one they've been dealt. You know, I feel bad for Ben Cherington, Steve Sanders, Travis Williams, like all the new faces that are in there, because it has been a tough go so far. You know, you think about the lack of minor league baseball and the lack of development opportunities. That's significant. You know, there's no way to say that it's not. And that's not just guys in AAA. You know, that's guys going from rookie ball to single A, from single A to double A, double A to AAA. And, you know, it's not just, oh, we're hitting the pause button. Like, what are the regression and skills there? How do guys bounce back next year? And to take that a step further and some stuff that they've had to deal with, like they had a 5-round draft with a compensatory pick. And they were also left a farm system that wasn't very good, specifically with pitching. And so, you know, they sort of stockpiled pitching talent, which is great, but they had to sort of ignore some other areas. But you're only adding 6 draft picks plus a guy they signed afterward into the system. And then a third thing I guess I would present in there is the shortened season. You lose Chris Archer for the year. You're probably going to buy him out afterward. $250,000 buyout. It's too good to pass up, but also you're not getting anything for him. You know, in an ideal scenario, you're going to have a 162-game season. Archer maybe pitches well to start 2020, and then you trade him at the deadline, and you get something for him and try to, you know, at least mitigate that horrible trade in some way. And so they've had a couple of occurrences that have just made life tough on him.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I just feel like, you know, people, you know, it's fun to, you know, sometimes pick on the Pirates, so to speak. But in this case, I mean, I feel like it really has been a tough sort of, you know, getting started, you know, for this new regime. But, you know, everyone is in that same category. So, you know, the question then becomes, what can they do to sort of try and make it so that it's a little better?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. They can spend more money. And I don't mean that to be glib or, you know, to try to crack some sort of joke at the Pirates. Like, it's reality. You know, they're in this situation because they have a very small margin for error, and they create that for themselves by how they do business. And part of that is because they're a small market team, and, you know, that's always going to be that way. And you can sort of mitigate some of that by spending more money. That's reality. They could draft better, and I do think so far, you know, obviously they haven't performed, so I think it's thoroughly incomplete, but you can draft better. Cherington has a good record of that. You can develop guys better. And the old regime did that to a point, but they weren't able to get guys fully over the final hump. You know, the Tyler Glasnows of the world, the Austin Meadowses of the world. And so, you know, I look at somebody maybe like Travis Swaggerty, who is a good player and has traits in there, but how can the Pirates help him finalize it? You know, or a Mitch Keller, a Ke'Bryan Hayes. And, you know, the Pirates have talent in their system. Even if we want to look at, you know, the recent pick, Nick Gonzalez, Sammy Siani, Quinn Priester, like they, Brennan Malone, the guys from the Marte trade, they have players. It's just a matter of don't screw up their development and finally get their gifts and their tools to translate to the major league team. And so that doesn't require spending more money. It's just, you know, something that when minor league baseball picks back up, they're going to have to make sure they do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is they're going to have to figure out how to get through this season in a way that, you know, they can still sort of get to some of their goals of trying to build through, you know, for the future. Now, in your mind, were there any surprises with what they did with, the, you know, the rostering of players?
A little bit. A little bit. I thought they'd bring Priester and Gonzalez along. I thought, or, you know, maybe at least Gonzalez. Like, Priester is 19. He's a mature 19. And I'm not saying, you know, get him on the 40-man and have him pitch in games. Like, that's not the point. But, you know, we're sitting here talking about development opportunities. Like, there's much more to gain from Quinn Priester long-term than there is from Miguel Del Pozo. Nothing against Miguel Del Pozo, but, like, you know what you have there. And, you know, I would be looking at those opportunities and saying, I have to have some guys right now as sort of a Band-Aid in case somebody gets hurt. Like, I don't want to get caught without any sort of depth. Even if I'm thin on depth, like, I need somebody to make a start if somebody gets hurt. But I thought there was an opportunity to add those guys and get them looks at the major league level. But, you know, that was about it. Other than that, I mean, Shelton said today that, you know, they've had nobody opting out. Everybody you would expect to be there is going to be there. So those are the only two surprises, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. Are you surprised that nobody opted out? I mean, I figured every team would have one or two guys.
Yeah, I mean, the only ones that I know of that have a personal situation that might require an opting out would be Nick Birdie and Brian Reynolds. And, you know, their spouses are pregnant. And, like, I texted with Birdie last night, and he's like, you know, I'll be there. I'm ready to go. There's, like, 5 exclamation points. Like, he's not the type that's going to opt out. He wants to play and hasn't played enough because he's been hurt. And, you know, Reynolds is the same type of dude. Like, he plays baseball. That's what he does. He's a very simple person. I mean, not, I shouldn't say simple person. He just, you know, dude loves baseball and wants to play. So, no, I wasn't surprised there wasn't anybody who didn't opt out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that you really have to take a look at is the fact that they all came back. Tells you, and again, I don't want to say, because the people are so sensitive nowadays, they'll take it to mean that I'm saying guys that have opted out don't love the game. But it tells you that they've got a lot of guys that really do love the game. You know what I mean? Like you just said, two guys who could opt out and maybe, you know, in some people's minds should opt out, are both going to play.
Yeah, and I mean, look at some of the other guys, Paul. Sorry to cut you off, but some of the other, like, if your parent has MS and you don't want to not see them / you need to help them, like Ryan Zimmerman, I mean, who is somebody to criticize that? That's not my job, you know? And if Ian Desmond feels like he should be home with his family to teach his kids about social issues, I mean, who the heck am I to tell him that's the wrong decision? You know, I just don't feel like that's anybody's lot in life to say, like, you shouldn't do this. It's you're allowed to do what you want. That's crazy.
There's no question about it. What did you think about Ian Desmond? You know,
loved it.
Because when he opted out, he didn't just basically say, hey, you know, because of this and some situations with, you know, my family and everything else, I've got to opt out. I mean, he kind of went all in against, you know, in some ways against the culture of baseball.
And I don't disagree with him at all, man. I don't disagree with him on so many levels. On the individualistic stuff, the race stuff, I mean, baseball needs to find a way to get more prominent black players. Needs to find a way to speed it the heck up. Needs to find a way to reach a younger generation. Like, I love baseball. I want to see people of every race and creed playing it and making exciting and, like, whatever you can do. And I don't want to see people being selfish. I want to see games that are fun. You know, I watch stuff from the 70s and 80s and even the 90s, like, when I was growing up, and that stuff's awesome. Like, that's so entertaining. And, like, I'll be in my living room nudging my wife saying, like, here, this is what I mean. Like, that's baseball. It's supposed to be fun, and it's not supposed to be, like, you know, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me when I see somebody like Bryce Harper running around and some of his antics. Like, I want to see pace of play. I want to see, you know, to me, baseball is the greatest melting pot on earth of, like, different people and different backgrounds, and they all get to come together and do something that's really cool. Like, I would love to see that. And I thought, good for Ian Desmond for speaking up and saying that. I think a lot of people should hear that, and let's sort of adjust some things and make baseball more accessible to everybody.
Well, and real quickly to your point, that's the one thing when people talk about diversity in baseball. There are a lot of countries represented in baseball, a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of Latin players, there's, you know, Asian players now, but you're right, there's a devoid of African Americans, and that's a problem.
Yeah, it is. And to me, baseball's not accessible enough for everybody, but especially for black. I mean, it's just, I don't even know what, like, you need to make it exciting. You need to make it interesting. You need to give people a reason to care. And that's something that exists, in my opinion, like regardless of your skin color. But, I mean, in America, where we should be treating people equally as a sport, you should be treating people equally. And I'm not saying, like, you know, baseball has an equality problem, but it kind of does. Like, it has a certainly has a participation problem, a representation problem, and you need to fix it. You need to find a way to make the sport more attractive.
Jason, great stuff, buddy. Thank you so much, and we'll do it again soon, I'm sure.
All right, man. Thanks for having me. Take care.
All right, that's Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, and he's also the Fan Insider with Baseball and Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.